Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Tuesday, September 21st, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off today, the first reviews of the iPhone 13 and iPhone 13 Pro are here. These reviews from members of the media offer our first look at the iPhone 13 in the wild, including new details on the camera hardware, new colors, design updates, and more. For the iPhone 13 and iPhone 13 mini, the general consensus among reviewers is that it's more of the same, but with camera improvements and notable updates in battery life. Apple says the iPhone 13 should last around 2.5 hours longer than its predecessor, while the iPhone 13 mini should last about 1.5 hours longer. The reviews today said that these claims turn out to be mostly true, with both devices offering major upgrades in battery life. Meanwhile, for the iPhone 13 Pro and iPhone 13 Pro Max, the long-awaited addition of the Pro Motion display lives up to its expectations. The Verge says that practically all scrolling and animations look much smoother than before, and the Pro Motion update benefits battery life because if nothing's moving on the screen can refresh less often and therefore use less power. But the iPhone 13 Pro also includes a new macro photography feature, and this one is proving to be controversial. Apple has said the ultra-wide camera can focus at just 2 centimeters, so when you get up close to a person or an object, this new macro photography mode kicks in. The problem is that if you just want to get close to a subject with your iPhone 13 Pro, but you don't want to activate macro photography mode, this is not possible as of right now. The good news, however, is that after pushback from reviewers, Apple issued a statement and said that it will be adding a new setting in a future software update to turn off automatic camera switching when shooting at close distances for both macro photography and macro video. So this should address the concerns of the reviewers and make dramatic improvements to the macro photography functionality on the iPhone 13 Pro and iPhone 13 Pro Max. In other news today, starting this week, Apple is now bundling 6 months free of Apple Music with the purchase of eligible AirPods and Beats products. The free period of Apple Music is available to both people who buy AirPods new for the first time and those who already own them. Apple says that people who buy a new pair of Beats or AirPods will have 90 days to redeem the offer after first pairing their new headphones to a device. Existing owners of Beats and AirPods will have up to 90 days from the time that they upgraded to the latest iOS version. So that means you have 90 days from when you updated to iOS 15 or iPadOS 15. To redeem the offer, you'll just need to be running the latest version of iOS, then open the Apple Music application and pair your eligible AirPods or Beats. The Apple Music offer is only available to people who haven't previously subscribed to Apple Music. So Apple's focus here is on enticing people who might currently be using Spotify to make the jump to the Apple service instead. The eligible AirPods and Beats products include the AirPods Pro, the AirPods Max, the PowerBeats Pro, the PowerBeats, the Beats Solo Pro, and the Beats Studio Buds. Apple has previously bundled shorter Apple Music trial periods with Beats headphones, but this marks the first time that it has been paired with AirPods. You can find the full terms on how to activate this deal at the link in the show notes below. Rounding out today, one day after the release of iOS 15, Apple is restarting the beta testing process with iOS 15.1. The company has released iOS 15.1 Beta 1 to developers, as well as updates for iPadOS 15.1, WatchOS 8.1, and tvOS 15.1. There aren't a whole lot of changes here so far, but one thing is that SharePlay has been re-enabled. SharePlay was added to iOS 15 Beta 2 all the way back in June, But in August, Apple removed the feature from iOS 15 and said it would come back in a later update sometime this fall. So now this suggests that Apple plans to release SharePlay to the public as part of iOS 15.1. Today's beta also updates the Apple Health and Apple Wallet experience. Apple says that with iOS 15.1, you can now store records of your COVID vaccination card in the Apple Wallet application. iOS 15 added health features for storing test results and immunizations in the health application, so iOS 15.1 is taking things to the next level with that Apple Wallet integration. The COVID vaccination record that is added to Apple Wallet is fully verifiable and can be presented at businesses and venues when required. But unfortunately, as with many types of these features, whether or not you get to take advantage of it depends on your healthcare provider and your state. Apple is using the Smart Health Cards platform, so if your state or your healthcare provider is also using this platform, you can take advantage of this new feature in iOS 15.1. We're still diving into iOS 15.1 to find out what else is new, so be sure to check out the link in the show notes for our full story. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.